From Southwark News for February the 21st, Mayor Boris questioned over dodgy stats on police, by Reena Kumar. Politicians who accused Boris Johnson of providing dodgy stats for the numbers of police officers in the borough are backing calls for them to be checked. Labour Assembly member Val Shawcross has called into question the accuracy of information given to residents on the number of cops in Southwark and Lambeth. She is supporting Joanne McCartney, Labour's London Assembly policing spokeswoman, who has written to the UK Statistics Authority seeking clarification on the figures. This follows the revelation that the number published by Mr. Johnson on the Mayor's website differ from those used in his policing consultation. Mr. Johnson said that in Southwark we will have two extra officers by 2015, but Metropolitan Police figures, which are published on the Mayor's website, show that we will actually see a reduction in 36 officers. Val Shawcross said, "We know that 148 police officers have been lost since May 2010. According to the Mayor, we will be getting two more in Southwark to replace some of those that have been lost. In fact, it looks like we'll have 36 fewer in Southwark by 2015. It now appears Boris's plan for the future of the Metropolitan Police are based on dodgy stats. It is vitally important that the information given to people is absolutely watertight and there is no confusion. We need to get to the bottom of what is going on, as transparency is vital to building public trust in this whole process." A spokeswoman for the Mayor's Office for Policing and Crime said that Ms. Shawcross's figures have been taken from 2010, unlike the Mayor's, which start a year later. She added that his figures were based on budgeted numbers and didn't necessarily reflect the exact number of officers working in the borough at the time. The figures used in the Mayor's Police and Crime Plan, currently out for consultation, are correct, she said. They are based on budgeted numbers for police officers in October 2011, looking ahead to 2015. These figures compare like for like so that the public can see the changes that are proposed, with no boroughs losing officers and an extra 2,600 officers in neighbourhood teams. Residents have just 2 weeks left to have their say on the Mayor of London's draft police and crime plan. The Deputy Mayor, Stephen Greenhalgh, will also host a London-wide consultation meeting at City Hall on February the 28th. He said, "Policing in London is changing and we want to hear your views. As we've travelled across the capital, we've had some really valuable discussions, and with just 2 weeks left to go, I'd urge anyone with an interest in policing in Southwark to get involved. These views will help shape the final plan, which aims to make a real difference to the future of policing in London." To comment on the plan online, visit www.london.gov.uk/MOPAC. That's MOPAC.